Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Howard, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Peter Strauss. He's the founder of The Strauss Law Firm. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website. His books are I've lost him here. Peter, tell me the name.
Let me give you the most recent one.
Here it is, The Business Owner's Definitive Guide to Captive Insurance Companies. I don't have a copy of your book, so you need to fix that.
I'm going to send you one today.
So, folks, we promised you we're going to talk about helping you with your natural disasters. That's what we're getting ready to do. But Peter, you've got to come back and talk to us some more about captive insurance companies.
I'd love to do it.
All right.
And so if you want to learn more about that, I can give you another website.
Give it to us.
PeterJStrauss.com.
Give it to us.
PeterJStrauss.com.
Okay, so check it out. Now, all right, so talk to us about disasters. Why should we worry about this? And what
So we have to worry about disasters because we're really fighting two things in the time of disaster. One is nature in itself, but two is the commercial insurance marketplace. And I say that with the understanding that commercial insurance companies typically have the tallest building in every town for a reason, and that's that they collect more premiums than they pay out in losses. And even if they pay out in losses, they have the opportunity to then increase your cost the next year to recoup their losses. So what they're typically doing is selling you a policy, and hopefully exclusions within the policy, well, actually, hopefully nothing happens. But if something does, hopefully an exclusion within that would keep a business owner from being able to collect proceeds on their loss. And so, you know, as a business owner, what we really have to do is we have to get good coverage for what really exists in terms of liability. And more often than not, we're not prepared to understand exactly what's involved in those losses. So, you know, I can give you a great example. We had a hurricane hit Hilton Head Island last year, and I lost my dock in an odd way, kind of a twisted way. I got excited. I thought, all right, I'm going to get a free dock here. And called my agent and said, I lost my dock. I got to get a new dock. And they said, well, it's excluded in your policy. And I said, how can my dock be excluded? And they said, well, in named storms in coastal Carolina, docks are excluded.
Wow.
And I said, but that's exactly why I bought the policy. You know, excluded. So more often than not, the cheapest quote is the worst quote that you're going to get for insurance. But we always think cheapest is best. I'll buy from you because you cost less than the other.
Well, what you're also saying is read the fine print.
You got to read the fine print, and then you have to look a little bit deeper. It's not just flood. You know, if you have a flood in your building, you may get your drywall replaced, right? But you may not get your materials replaced. You may not get your hardware replaced. You may not have enough money to cover payroll. You know, you may not have enough money, you know, to come in and start answering phones and start working again. You can have business interruption. You can have spoilage. You can have, you know, damage to all these different pieces of equipment that we were never really contemplated when we're looking at it from the standpoint of wind, hail, and flood.
Right.
But what happens to your employees' paychecks when you start getting checks for that?
A perfect example of all this happened in Texas in August.
That's exactly right.
So you got families where the water pushed in from the rain came in from the southeast. The rain fell and flooded the lakes in the northwest around Houston. Flooded the lakes. They opened up the dams, and so the water didn't fall from the sky. Didn't fall into the houses because there wasn't enough wind to blow houses away. But the rain that fell down flooded the lakes, caused the dams to overflow, flooded the neighborhoods where many of the people had no flood insurance.
Well, that's exactly
they would have
right.
been better off if the hurricane had blown their house away or blown the roof off their house, maybe even just one side of the building, blew a little bit of the roof off, let the rain come in, they would have been insured. But since the water didn't do that, it came up the other way, they're SOL.
I couldn't have said any better. We have clients in about 40 different states, but in Texas in particular, we have two clients that had to take boats to their office. They have over 400 employees. They couldn't go to work for weeks, and they're constantly paying out salary.
So I've got 45 seconds. What's your advice on something like this?
My advice in that circumstance is to put the power back in the owner, in the business owner's hands, and establish a captive insurance company.
But everybody can't do that. So what if they can't do it?
So if we can't do that, then we want to look at risk retention pool, or we want to look at group captive. We want to do something where we find
What if they're buying from a regular policy? What's your advice? Or what if they're buying a regular
My advice would be to retain a consultant to review the policies and match them.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Get somebody who knows how to read these things, tell you where your exposure is and what you're not getting for what you're paying for.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Hey, Peter, you got more to teach us. Will you come back?
I will. Absolutely.
All right. We'll have you do that real soon. Thanks for being here. Give us the website again quickly, please.
PeterJStrauss.com or TheStraussLawFirm.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.